Hi, GWA. A bad horsey here driving home from work on a hump day. Normally when I'm driving, I am listening to you guys. A lot of times it's the only time I have alone. So I've really come to enjoy my commute. I love it. When I hit a big traffic jam, I'm very happy to see those brake lights in the distance, or taking a long 8-hour road trip is the best. But anyway, so normally I'm listening, but today I thought I would record because I've been at work. I listened a little bit too much this morning and this afternoon and on my lunch break, and I'm just really worked up. I can't think about anything but getting off. So there's an exit coming up that it's got like some not abandoned but rarely visited stores, and I think I'm just gonna pull off in there and take care of myself and this freaking hard, throbbing, aching clit that just won't and leave me alone. Yesterday, I actually, on my drive home, I was listening and to somebody new who was really turning me on, and or new to me, and put my hands down my pants. I was playing with myself. And this truck driver came driving by, and I think he saw, I don't know what he saw, but I'm pretty sure he saw something, because he, I kept like stepping on the gas and getting ahead of him, and he kept catching up. And so then when it was safe, I just slammed on the brakes and left them in the dust. But yeah, it's probably just safer to pull over. Yeah, don't do this at home, kids. So I'm gonna pause it, and then when I get to this exit, I'll come back, and hopefully you'll stay with me and help me get off. I like knowing that you're listening. It does help. I'm coming up to the exit, and I just think it might be fun to do this somewhere different than my room. I've never done this outside. Anyway, it's coming up right here. There's also the whole, like, I'm just impatient. I'm just not a patient person. Especially not when it comes to, like, getting off. Well, that's not true. I did spend 7 years or whatever celibate. That's not true. Oh, by the way, I got that taken care of then. So I can no longer say that. And it was very good. It was a lot of fun. But it was just a drop in the bucket of what I need to catch up to be like a normal human being. As far as not thinking about sex all the time. Okay, so I'm just gonna pull over into this parking spot. Three cars. But that's it. And the place is looking pretty deserted. Turn off the engine so I don't pollute. Okay. Oh. Finally. God, fuck. So I've got my hand down. I don't know why I'm whispering. I've got my hand down my pants and with two fingers I'm playing with my clit. My index finger and my middle finger. Just sort of rubbing little circles right above it and dipping down. A little bit lower. Oh, a bit lower down. Into my slit a little bit. Up and down. I don't think this is going to take very long. Because I've just been needing this so bad all day today. Oh. You know, those of you guys who send me those dick pics, I like them. I just wanted to put it out there in case you were worried about it. I appreciate it a lot. I like seeing all kinds of different cocks. So feel free to flood my message box with as many pics as you have, or if you want to send me a video of you getting off, I would love that. I would love that. The other things that I like are if you want to make me a video, say my name, or be listening to me in the background when you come. Oh, I would really like that. Oh god, my clit is so hard. Oh, I'm just like really stroking it like faster. Faster. Thinking about all the cocks out there. All the hard cocks. Oh, God. Yeah, my experience. The guy I was with. Oh, it was really fun. He was really good at certain things. I have these memories of that. That keep popping into my head. One of them is when he was going down on me. And he just found the perfect spot. He had a little bit of facial hair and it felt so good. He started kissing my neck too at one point when he was fucking me. Oh. And that felt really good too. Like just having like two separate erogenous zones, like totally at opposite ends of my body, almost being stimulated at the same time. It was like a mind fuck, you know? It's probably what girls feel like when they're like with two guys at the same time, I bet. I've never done that. I don't know, I always thought it would be too much for me to handle. But I haven't really had an opportunity anyway, but yeah, maybe I would do that. I don't know. over here with me in the car. I'll just borrow your hand. You can do this for me. Like somebody else's hand. I just lick my fingers a little bit. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I better do it. I gotta close the window. I turned the air conditioner on really high. Spaz. Oh, I did it again. Fuck. Smell like pussy now. I think I'm just gonna sit here for a second because I'm a little bit dizzy. Well, that always happens to me. Fine, he's getting in his car, he looks friendly, he's smiling, but, yeah. Thanks for joining me, everybody, and, I guess I'm gonna go home, try to enjoy my evening without having a freaking throbbing, distracting clit in between my legs, making everything impossible. Okay, bye everybody.